Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, it's permissible to consume any drink or food for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, since it's considered an act of eating and not an act of healing. So again, you can consume any drink or food for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, since it's considered an act of eating, not an act of healing. Secondly, there's machlokes regarding whether the nusach of the bracha on bread should be motzi or hamotzi. The Rabbanim say that one should say hamotzi lechem min haaretz, which means he who brought forth bread from the ground in the past tense. Rabbi Nechemya says when Hashem is referred to as the hamotzi, it's referring to what he will do in the future. He'll take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but has not yet done. And that connotation would not be fitting for the bracha, since the bracha is acknowledging what Hashem has done, not what he will do. Therefore, one should say motzi, which means who brought forth in the past tense. And halacha follows the Rabbanim that we say hamotzi. So first of all, one can consume any drink or food from a medicinal person on Shabbos, since it's considered an act of eating, not of healing. And then we have a machlokes regarding the nusach of the bracha, should be hamotzi or motzi. We go with hamotzi. Thirdly, there are times when one recites a berei pri adam on cooked vegetables, shlakos, and times when the bracha is a shehakol. When the cooking elevates the vegetable to the primary form in which it's eaten, then the bracha for the raw vegetable is shehakol, and the bracha for the cooked vegetable is a hadama. So, for example, a raw potato. Raw potato is a shehakol, but when you cook it, it reaches its primary form to be eaten, and therefore it's a berei pri adama. But when the primary way to eat the vegetable is raw and not cooked, then the bracha for the raw vegetable is berei pri adama, and the bracha for the cooked form is a shehakol, since that's not the ideal primary way to eat it. And the example for that would be a leek. So once again, the 3 points are, it's permissible to consume any drink or food for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, since it's considered an act of eating, not an act of healing. Secondly, the machlokes regarding whether the nusach of the bracha should be motzi, hamotzi. Rabbanim say hamotzi. Rabbi Nechemya says motzi because hamotzi means the future. Rabbanim disagree. The halacha follows the Rabbanim. And thirdly, there are times when you recite a berei pri adama on cooked vegetables, shlakos, and times when the bracha is a shehakol. It depends. If the cooking elevates the vegetable to the primary form which it's eaten, then the bracha for the raw vegetable is a shehakol, and the bracha on the cooked vegetable is a adama, like a potato. When the primary way to eat the vegetable is raw and not cooked, then the bracha for the raw vegetable is a berei pri adama, and the bracha for the cooked form is a shehakol, and the example there would be a raw leek. All right, so now we go to our siman. So the siman for lamed ches is going to be a davar lach, a liquid. In our case, we're going to use chicken soup as our model liquid. So chicken soup is going to be our siman for lamed ches. It's a davar lach, a liquid. And we're going to use chicken soup. Here we go. This sick yeshiva bachar made hamotzi on the challahs before he was served some medicinal chicken soup together with some cooked vegetables. Once again, in slow motion. This sick yeshiva bachar made hamotzi on the challahs. That reminds us of the Malchus of Rabbanim, Rabbi Nechemya, in terms of what's the nusach of the bracha. Is it hamotzi or motzi? And we go with hamotzi. Before he was served some medicinal chicken soup, which reminds us that one can consume any drink or food for medicinal purpose on Shabbos, since it's considered an act of eating, not an act of healing, together with some cooked vegetables. That reminds us of Sugya Shlakos, cooked vegetables, that there are times one recites a berei pri adam on cooked vegetables, and other times he'll make a shehakol. It really depends. If the cooking elevates the vegetable to the primary form in which it's eaten, then the bracha for the cooked vegetables is hadama, and a raw it would be a shehakol. But if the primary way to eat the vegetable is raw and not cooked, then the bracha for the raw vegetable is a berei pri adama, and the bracha for the cooked form is a shehakol. So once again, the sick yeshiva bachar made hamotzi on the challahs before he was served some medicinal chicken soup together with some cooked vegetables. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazor beginning on daf lamed dalet. So the siman for lamed dalet is a ladder. So here we go. The Baal Tshuva climbed the ladder. So the Baal Tshuva reminds of the sugya of who is more exalted, the Baal Tshuva or Tzaddik and Gemurim. He climbed the ladder, that means we're on daf lamed dalet, to the special room to learn how the King Devon Shmona Esrei completely bowed, which reminds us that the Gemara discusses the proper times to bow during Shmona Esrei, and it teaches the more exalted the stature of the individual, the greater the need to humble oneself through bowing. So a regular Jew bows at the beginning and the end of the Bracha of Avos, as well as the beginning and the end of the Bracha of Hodah. A Kohen Gadol we have a Machlokas. One opinion states at the end of each Bracha, another opinion states at the beginning and end of each Bracha, and when it comes to a Melech, one opinion states at the beginning and end of each Bracha, and another opinion states that he remains bowed from the first Bracha until the completion of the tefillah. So he's watching the king daven Shmoneh Esrei completely bow as the servant down below begged the king for his allotment, which reminds us The Rebbe Chanina taught us different ways one should comport himself during, while davening Shmoneh Esrei. When you recite the first three brachas, we're like a servant who states words of praise before his master, before daring to ask a request. Then during the middle brach, he's like a servant who requests his allotment. And then at the last three brachas, he's like a servant who's received his allotment from his master, begs, leave, and goes on his way, expressing hakara satov, expressing gratitude. Then we go to Daf Lamed Hey. The Simcha Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here we go. The children's choir reminds us we're on Daf Lamed Hey. At the brachas party, sang the bracha rishona song for wine. So the bracha rishona reminds us that the source for bracha rishona is based on svora. There is no Torah source for making a bracha rishona. And they sang the bracha rishona song for wine to remind us that wine is special, unlike olive oil, because it satiates, whereas olive oil does not. Therefore, it gets a unique bracha. While the darling little kids on stage pretended to harvest wheat, harvesting wheat reminds us that Zemalkokas had to understand the words in Kriyashma of Safta Degarecha. Rabbi Shmuel understands it as a general directive. The Torah study should be combined with earning a living. You gather grain. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai argues, no, that the preoccupation with earning a living would leave us no time for Torah study. So he interprets the verse as referring to a time when the nation does not fulfill Hashem's Ratzon, his will. And at such a time, they will not only have to do their own work, gathering their own grain, but then we're going to have to do the work for others. But when we fulfill Hashem's Ratzon, the work of gathering in their grain will be done for them by others. Then we go to Daf Lamed Vav. So the symbol for Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here we go. The lulav, which means we're on Daf Lamed Vav, that was covered in fine white wheat flour. Because we're reminded that the Zemalchus are consuming the bracha over wheat flour. Kimcha Dechita, Rav Yudah says that one recites Adama, since it's likened to eating wheat kernels, the fact that the flour is ground doesn't change its status. Whereas Rav Nachman says that one recites the Shalakol, because the ground flour is no longer in its original state of wheat kernels, which would require Adama, but has not yet reached its final state of bread, which would require Hamotzi. So it was covered in fine white wheat flour and was sprouting caper bush husks, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the husks of a caper bush are not subject to the oral restriction, given that a shomer, the protecting covering of the fruit of an oily fruit, is considered orla. So Rava teaches that something's only considered a fruit shomer if without it the fruit would die, and caper bush husks are not needed to keep the berries alive, so they do not attain the status of a shomer, and therefore they're not subject to orla. So it was sprouting a caper bush husk out of its top, and it was sitting in a bowl of porridge. Reminds us that Rav and Shmuel teach that one recites a Borei Mene Mazonos on any food that contains one of the five species of grain, even if the grain is not the primary ingredient. And Tosos adds that it's only when the grain is there to enhance the dish, rather than merely to serve as a binder. So then we go to Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simcha Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So the Chol Mod Pesach laser tag trip that reminds us we're on Daf Lamed Zayin got out of hand when the losing team started throwing rice and dates. Because we're reminded that cooked rice is similar to the five grains inasmuch as the bracha before eating it is a Borei Mene Mazonos, but it's dissimilar regarding the bracha said afterwards, which is a Borei Nefashos, not an Alamichia. And dates, which reminds the Malchukas from Gamliel and the Chachamim, what's the bracha achrona one says on the Zayin, meaning on the seven species? When Gamliel says it's Birchas Amazon, the Chachamim say it's Me'ein Shalosh. And the winning team discovered little pieces of bread in their cooked dish. According to Rav Sheshes, one makes Hamotzi on a cooked dish made with pieces of bread, even if the pieces are smaller than a kazayas. Rav stipulates that if the pieces are smaller than a kazayas, they must still have the appearance of bread. Okay, now it's finished with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, which daf do we learn? Akol bidei shemaim, chutz miyir shemaim. That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number two, where do we learn the bracha on ground flour? Kimche chite. That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number three, where do we learn the proper times to bow during Shemoneh Esrei? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number four, where do we have the Malchokas regarding what the words Vasafta Diganecha refers to, when it refers to? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Great. Number five, where do we learn that one can eat foods on Shabbos for medicinal purposes? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Great. Where do we learn the number six? Where do we have the background regarding when Havdalah is recited and how it changed after coming back from Bavel? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Great. Number seven, where do we learn that the husks of a caper bush are not considered the shomer of the pri, the protective cover of the pri? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number eight, where do we have the machlokas regarding the nusach of the bracha should be hamotzi or motzi? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 9. We're doing the bracha on orez, on rice. That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. And number 10. Where do we learn the bracha on a cooked dish with little pieces of bread is hamotzi, even if they're less than a kazayas? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin, great. That concludes our pop quiz. I want to mention I got a message yesterday from one of our Zichur members, Rav Gabriel Friedman, Rav Gav, who says he finds it very helpful to keep going through the quizzes until you get them down 100%. In fact, he also suggested writing down little notes for yourself, just the 3 points. Get them down on a piece of paper, get them out of your head and just listening to it, but write down a piece of paper. It's very helpful just to put in your own writing to own the material. I also want to mention for those listening to Al Daf, if you want to get access to the Grand Pop Quiz, which is a review of the week's worth of questions, the 21 questions and 21 topics, or the much grander Pop Quiz, which is the quiz on 35 blot, 105 topics on all those blot for the last 5 weeks we've covered, you can get them in the Zichru Perek Learning Map series. You can find it there in the series to get access to those quizzes. Anyway, this is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.